If you're a guest this morning, a visitor, we 5 years ago, well, this January, 5 years ago, we sent out from this congregation Pastor Ike Akabogu, Pastor Geraldine, and the family to go to Nigeria, Abuja, Nigeria, and plant a church, begin a work ministering into that nation beyond that local church. And they've been there for getting close to five years now, being obedient, faithful, sticking in there, believing God. When the devil says you're done, they say we're not. And they just have been faithful to serve God and do what He's called them to do. They came up in this congregation when we came here to pastor in 2002. They were a part. Well, Pastor Geraldine wasn't quite here yet. You came just a little bit later, part of the church here. And they were trained. They were raised up and sent out. And they are in the full-time ministry. And this church, this congregation helps support them. Amen. As well as other churches. And so it's our honor to have him here to preach this morning. Or maybe he wants to let Pastor Geraldine preach. I don't know what he wants to do. But it's our honor to receive them. Amen. 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 And it's our joy to watch God work in their lives, watch them serve and be faithful and use their faith, watch God come through for them. And I just want to hear what God's doing this morning, don't you? And hear how he's what he's put on Pastor Ike's heart or Pastor Geraldine's heart. How do you want to do this? Do you want to, come on up. All right, come on. Give him a big hand this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll give the mic to Pastor Geraldine. Is that okay? All right. Hallelujah. We're glad they're here, aren't we? Praise the Lord. And look at the boys. Step up here. Look at this. Last time we saw you, you about this tall. Yeah. Say hi to everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Say hi.
Hello.
Yeah. Step over there where they can see you. There you go.
You can be seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. I won't take much time. Praise God. It's wonderful to see everybody. It's been too long. Glory to God. But it's a joy to be here. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for all your love and support. And thank you, family. Praise God for just sticking in there with us. Praise God. Amen. I send greetings from our church. I know many are watching. Good job. Praise God. But they all greet you. And of course, Grandma Gladys says hello. And she loves you all. So just wrap your arms around yourself. Big squeeze from Grandma Gladys. Amen. God is so faithful. He's doing mighty, mighty things. And I'm sure my husband will share more.
I told her what I'm going to do one of these days is when it's my turn, I just fall out. And say, you go.
And I'll quickly lay hands on him and raise him up.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Well, look at them. Amen.
Amen.
This just have the other two are big, much bigger. Amen.
Amen.
And they are not with us this morning, but we're glad to be here. Amen.
Amen.
We just want to say thank you to our mom and dad. To this special family, amen. You don't realize how special you are. There are lives in Nigeria that wouldn't be the same if it hadn't been for your consistent sowing, praying for us, amen. We've seen families restored. We've seen, wonderful, wonderful things, amen. So we're continuing to do what God called us to do. We are in Abuja, but we're stepping into Lagos, amen.
Amen.
We have families in Abuja and Lagos, amen. And they're all watching, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. At the beginning of the year, the Lord spoke to us and said, I want you to hold faith seminars throughout the major cities in Nigeria, starting with Lagos. So we scheduled Lagos, and we were going to go to Port Harcourt next, and we didn't have unction to go to Port Harcourt at the time. So we have it on our heart to go back to Lagos. So we've had meetings in Lagos twice, and you talk about hungry people. Oh, my gosh. We had one Saturday meeting, and I preached for 4 hours.
I had to beg him to let us take a bathroom break. Please.
Amen. I mean, that's how much hungry the people are. And when we were done, they were like, oh, we're done, more. See, when people hear the word that is alive,
amen,
it changes lives. Amen. So we are grateful for this family. We're grateful for your support. We have things like that that's happening. We have a pamphlet that's almost completely translated to Arabic. Hausa language, so we're able to reach the Muslims and share the gospel. Amen. Glory to God. You know, the blood was shed for all. Amen. The gospel is not for certain region, it's for the whole earth. Amen. So we're working to get that across to everyone, and great things are happening. Amen. Doors are opening, and we'll just keep walking through it. Amen. Like Dad was saying earlier, you know, you don't wait for the conditions to be perfect.
Right.
All we wait for is go.
Amen.
Whether it's cloudy or not, we're going. Amen. Whether it looks like it or not, we're going. Amen. And I'm thankful that I have my wife, who's a tremendous blessing. Amen. I'm telling you what, I'm a blessed man. Amen.
Amen.
If it wasn't for her faithfulness and tenacity, I'm telling you, she's tenacious. And of course, it comes from the kind of nurturing,
amen,
that we received before we went.
Amen.
You see, it's not just going, it matters how you went.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So we were fortified, completely built up. I mean, just and continuing to be built up. Amen. So we have a few services every week, and every Sunday we have our service, and then we tune in for the home live stream service. Amen. So we see you all on camera, and we say, where are they? Where did they go? Amen. So we're glad you're here.
Amen.
I mean, if we stand here and tell you all the wonderful things, it will take a long time. But God is doing wonderful things. Amen. And He's bringing our way some of the leaders. Amen. And we're continuing to just feed them the word of God. We don't look for accolades. We don't look for recognition other than just the word. We tell them, if you're interested in the word, this is the place for you. Amen. We don't care about your title. We just want you to be fed. Amen. And that's what we're doing. So we're very grateful to all of you and to God. Amen. Praise God. Are you guys ready for us to preach this morning? Amen. All right. Don't deduct this from my preaching time. Amen. All right. Well, we love you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Did you come to hear God this morning?
Yes, sir.
Amen. If you came to hear me, you are in trouble. Amen. Praise God. Let's turn in our Bibles today to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians 3, verses 7 to 9. Praise God. I want to take this opportunity to thank God also for the United States of America. Amen. There is no nation on the earth, amen, like the United States of America. You are awfully weak about that. I said there's no nation like the United States. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hey, believe me, I've been on other sides. And if you don't believe me, come with me. Amen. Just come with me. I will even help you raise money for your ticket. Just come on out and come see. And when you come back, you'll be more grateful. Amen. So don't you mess with this nation. Because I'll mess with you. Amen. This nation did a lot for my life. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. This is still the greatest nation. Amen.
Amen.
So as we celebrate independence today, I just want to salute this nation and all the people that fought to make it what it is today and what is continuing to be. Amen. Amen. Say, I don't like this. I don't like that. Well, come to the other place where you have no freedom whatsoever. Amen. You know, sometimes you don't recognize what you have until you go to where it doesn't exist. All right. Well, don't take that off my preaching time. Philippians 3, we will read verse 7. Father, we're so grateful for this honor to behold your word, to behold the truth, the life, as we approach it this morning. we approach it knowing that we're approaching you and looking to you to share with us your heart. We look to you for revelation, understanding, clarity. Make my tongue, Father, like the pen of a ready writer to write this precious word on the hearts of these precious people. And we give you all the praise and glory for every wonderful thing you'll do today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Philippians 3, we will read from verse 7. Glory to God. It says, but what things were gained to me, those things I counted loss for Christ. Yet doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Amen. I want to talk to you a little bit this morning about advancing in your knowledge of God.
Amen.
Advancing in your knowledge of God.
Amen.
You see, knowledge of Christ puts you in a position to possess.
Yeah.
Amen. So it's not enough that you know God. You know, you can know God on paper. You can know God by reciting all the knowledge you've acquired, but there's more to it. Amen. The more you know, the more you walk with God. The more you know God and walk with him, the more of his provisions you will see. Amen. And remember in 2 Peter chapter 1, in verse 3, it says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things. All things. All things. You're never without. If you're in Christ, you're never without. You're never without. You may not see it, but it is there. Amen. It says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And I often stop and ask people, does money pertain to life? They said yes. Does houses pertain to life? They said yes. Does clothing pertain to life? They said yes. Everything that pertains to life, the Bible said he's given it to us. Amen. You have it. Amen. He hath given. He hath given. Amen. But he says something here that is very powerful. If you come this morning looking for something fancy, I didn't come for something fancy. I just came to water the word the pastors have been preaching. Amen. It says, but you see, he's given it unto us through the knowledge of him. Through the knowledge of him. Through the knowledge of him. That's why we say to you that the more you know, the more you will walk in what he's provided. Amen. There is a connection between knowledge of what God has provided and you enjoying them. Amen. Glory to God. Remember in Romans chapter 1 in verse 16, it said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Amen. Glory to God. Look at verse 17. It said, for in the knowledge of Christ, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith.
Amen.
You know, righteousness is what puts you in a place of dominion. Don't forget.
Yeah.
Don't forget. Don't you forget that. So in that gospel, in that knowledge, in that continual knowledge of who Jesus Christ is to you, is that righteousness of God revealed. So in you knowing more of who Christ is, you get to know yourself. Know what belongs to you. Know that you are accepted. Know that you are redeemed. Know what you have and know what you can do.
Amen.
Amen. On the other hand, lack of knowledge cuts you off from the provisions of God. Remember in Hosea 4:6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It didn't say my people are destroyed because of the pandemic. It didn't say my people are destroyed because of the economy. It didn't say my people are caught up. It said simply because of lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. Well, somebody said, well, that's why we need knowledge. You know, lack of knowledge is two ways. If you continue to read that scripture, it says either for lack of knowledge or because you rejected knowledge. Knowledge can come to you, but what you do with that knowledge determines what happens. Amen. And God counts you not using the knowledge you have as you rejecting knowledge. And the result of it is you're cut off. You're cut off. Amen. So, one indication that you don't have knowledge or that you're not using the knowledge you have is if your life is not transforming. If your life is not transforming, it means you either don't have knowledge or you're not using or applying the knowledge that you've obtained. Amen. Remember, knowledge comes to you to make you. The word comes to you to make you. Like you're sitting here this morning, you're hearing words from God that is going to make you. That's going to make you. Amen. That's going to make you. So it matters what you do with that knowledge. And the more you respond to that knowledge, the more it makes you. And the more it makes you, the more you want to be made. Amen. So transformation is one of the indicators that you've received knowledge and you're retaining knowledge. Amen. So where there's no transformation, it tells us then you're not retaining knowledge. Because you see, knowledge can come to you, but if you're not being transformed, it means you're letting that knowledge come and you're letting that knowledge go. Remember, I think it was Oral Roberts that used to say that every day, miracles are either coming to you or passing you by. Have you ever seen miracle? Knock on your door and say, hey, my name is Miracle. Have you ever seen it? I haven't. But you see, how does God deliver miracles to you? Through knowledge. Through his word. Through instructions. So every day, it matters what we do with instructions. It matters with what we do with knowledge. Because instructions are carriers of miracles. Woo! Hallelujah! Praise God. Are you here? Well, you and I know it so well that, you know, you can have knowledge, sit on it, even quote it, recite it. You see, knowledge can stay in your head. But if it never drops into your heart, it would die. That means it wouldn't produce. Amen. It is not your ability to talk about the knowledge you have received that shows that you have it. Are you listening? Because we can quote scriptures. We can even repeat what pastors have said. But it's not what shows that we have that knowledge. According to the standards of God, what shows that we have knowledge is that our lives are being transformed. Any knowledge that does not transform your life is knowledge that you don't have. Amen. Because the intent of that knowledge is to transform you. To transform you. Because in order to make you, it has to first transform you. Glory to God. In other words, the transformation that has taken place in your life is the result of knowledge. So when we're talking about this morning, advancing in your knowledge of God, we're talking about advancing in our transformation. Advancing in our transformation. Because the more knowledge you have, the more transformation. The more transformation you will see. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Knowledge which comes from the word transforms you. And transformation puts you in a position of possession. Transformation puts you in a position of possession. Why? That word comes to make you. That word comes to make you. Go with me now. Are you ready? Let's go to Acts chapter 20. These are things you've heard before. You know, our hearts always is not to give people fancy stuff. We want to give people something that will build them up and establish them. Amen. And if you've been attending here, you are established. Amen. But we just need to water it. Acts 20 verse 32. It says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Which is able to build you up. We remember in Ephesians chapter 4 in verse 11 coming down, so he gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, you know, teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the building up of the saints, for the building up of the saints. And if you keep reading, is the target is to build the image of Christ in you. Amen. To build Christ's image in you. That's the target. That's the reason you come to church. So that the word will be built in you till that statue of Christ in you begins to show. And we call that transformation. Can you say amen? So it says here, I commend you to the word which is able to build you up. Yes. There must be a building up before possession.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. There has to be a building up before possession. Most people are interested in possession. God is interested in building up. Because the possession to God, God's already made everything available. Amen. Oh, we can go so many ways today. Amen. So, what you're looking for is in the Word. The Word, when the Word comes to you, it comes to transform you.
Yes.
Knowledge transforms you.
Yes. Amen.
Knowledge transforms you. You remember in Psalms 107 in verse 20, it says, and he sent his Word and healed them. Yes. So, if they rejected his Word, they would have rejected healing.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. If they rejected his Word, they would have rejected healing. If they rejected knowledge that came from his word, they would have rejected healing. Can you say amen? So then, it's not the actual stuff that we're looking for, you know, the manifestation of stuff. We're looking for us receiving the word. We're looking to us receiving knowledge and allowing knowledge to first transform us. Transform us. Transform us. The Lord has been speaking to me more and more about this. He says, so many people don't know me. So many of my children don't know me. They want to know my hands. They want to know what I do.
Yes.
But what I do, I've already made provisions.
Right.
You see, we're not trying to get God to do something he hadn't already done.
That's right.
Remember, when he gave us Jesus, according to Romans 8:32, when he that spared not his only son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Where has he given Jesus? Has he?
Yes.
So that means he's given us all things. So all things are not the issue. All things are not the issue. The issue is with us receiving knowledge, allowing the knowledge to walk on us so that we are in position for possession.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. So many people leave the word. They want the product of the word. They want the product of the word. Sit down and hear the word, but I don't have time. Sit down and hear the word, but how long are you going to go? Sit down and hear the word, but I have an appointment. What appointment is bigger than your possession? You see, it's a mindset that we don't get. That if our life is going to experience what Jesus died to make available, we must live transformed.
Amen.
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 Amen. Remember the nobleman in John chapter 4. I was preaching about this briefly this morning. This is my second service, by the way. Praise God. Amen. The nobleman went to Jesus and said to him, come, my son is dying. And Jesus said, you know, if you, you know, until you see, you know, you won't believe. He said, come before he dies. And Jesus said, go, thy son liveth. Go, thy son liveth. He had a decision to make.
That's right.
And the Bible said that he believed the word that was spoken.
Yes.
He believed the word that was spoken. And he went his way. Go thy way, thy son liveth. Okay. Do you know that so many people are waiting for go thy way? The same every word of God will produce life. You see, the mistake that so many people are making is we're waiting for a particular word that suits our situation. Are you listening to me? We're waiting for a particular word that suits us. Okay. Oh, it might not be go thy way. It might be, hey, you better change your attitude. Yeah. Yes. Amen. It might not be go thy way. It might be you better walk in love. And if you stand there and say, well, but you know what they did. You know how this happened. You know what? You've excused yourself from transformation. And where there's no transformation, there's no possession. God's not looking for babies. He's looking for people growing up. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. You see, many times we focus on our circumstances. Oh, Lord, this circumstance has to change. Oh, God, I'm believing you for circumstances. You know what God said to me one day? He said, would you just stop. Stop. You know, the way he talks to me is he will ask me a question. So what's your point? I haven't figured out how to respond yet other than... So what's your point? He said to me, we focus so much on, I want this circumstance to change. I want this circumstance to change. This. He said to me, but the truth of the matter is, in order for our circumstances to change, we first have to change. Yes. Yes. We first have to change. Yes. The problem is not the circumstance. Right. The problem is you. Yes. And me. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes. Amen. Is it because, you see, until the word that is sent to address our circumstance changes us. Right. Our circumstances won't change.
That's right.
That's why God said to me in Nigeria, he said to me, I think it was maybe 2-3 years ago, he said that many people are looking for a God who will solve all their problems, but I'm looking for a people that will walk with me. Amen. Remember, that's what he said. In that day, and that day has come, I will be with them, I will walk among them, I will be their God, and they will be my children. He's talking about you and I. He's looking for people that will walk with him. And the way we walk with God is through a transformed life. Remember 1 John 1, I believe is verse 9 or verse 7. It says, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Amen. Glory to God. This is why it is important what we do with the word of God. This is why it's so important what we do with the word. Because you advancing in knowledge depends on what you do with the word of God. Amen. I don't know. I mean, so many times we live so close to the world. And we can't, people can't even tell the difference. We can't even tell the difference. Yay! Hallelujah. Somebody's back is being healed. Your back has been burning. Are you here? Praise God. Just receive it. Praise God. Receive it. Praise God. Receive it. Glory to God. Amen. It matters what we do with the word of God. It matters. It matters. It matters. It matters. Somebody in here has been going in and out. In and out. You have a season of serving God and a season of growing cold. It's dangerous by the end of the year if you don't make a difference, if you don't make a change. You go in and out, you're cold for a season, you're hot for a season. You better watch it this year. Remaining is very dangerous. Make a change. All right. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody say, what's this man saying? That's how the Holy Ghost works. Amen. Glory to God. Everything that we are to receive from God is a spiritual commodity.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Yeah. Everything. Everything that we're to receive from God is a spiritual commodity. And we receive it by faith. You receive it using your heart. Amen. Remember in Romans 10:9-10, it says, with the heart man believes. Believing is receiving. So with the heart, man receives. Amen. So everything that God gives you is a spiritual commodity. In order for it to manifest in your life, you have to recognize how it comes and where it goes. You receive with your heart. Well, if you receive that spiritual commodity with your heart, it will change you first. It will change you first. That's how things happen. Spiritual commodities come to your spirit, and even healing comes to your spirit. Prosperity comes to your spirit. Everything. You remember in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, it says, blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Spiritual blessings. Spiritual blessings. Spiritual blessings. That's how it works. So everything that God gives you comes as a spiritual commodity. And you know, in case the devil tries to mess with you, you know that everything good and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of light, with whom there's no variableness. So then, everything that is good comes to you as a spiritual commodity. But you have to receive it with your spirit. Well, if you really received it with your spirit, it will begin to change you first. It will begin to change you first. That's why the Bible said, you know, I commend you to the word which is able to build you up and give you your inheritance. In building you up is where the transformation happens. That's the process that so many people like to skip. Let's get to the possession. But in order to possess, it has to enter you first. Are you listening? It has to enter you first. That's why we have believers today that you couldn't tell the difference between the believers and the heathen. Not because they don't have a good heart. They're good people. But you see, good people can live without the supply if they fail to transform. Amen? You see, God doesn't deliver things to you because you're good. He delivers things to you because you are in Christ. Amen. But Christ has to be formed in you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. So we see then that people who are slow at transforming are very slow in possession. If you are slow in transforming, you will automatically be slow in possessing. Because in order to possess, it has to transform you. It has to transform you. Amen. It has to transform you. That's how you advance in your knowledge. Each knowledge you get and you respond to, it transforms you. And then you look for the next one. Amen. Remember, this is my favorite story. Everybody knows I like that story about the Israelites being delivered out of Egypt. Okay? God delivered them out of bondage, and we're told by theologians that Egypt was a type of the world. So they're delivered out of the kingdom of darkness. They're now headed to the kingdom of light. And God said, I've given you the land, the Canaan land. Go and make possession. Go and make possession. Go and make possession. But they sent spies. You know, Moses sent the 12 spies. 10 of them came back. The Bible called it an evil report. And they said, we couldn't possess. There were giants in the land. And they said, we were as grasshoppers in our eyes, and so were we in their eyes. Okay? That's what they said. And God said, they couldn't possess because of unbelief. They said, we couldn't possess because we are grasshoppers in our own sight. And God said they couldn't possess because of unbelief. So what we're hearing then is that they're saying the way we saw ourselves limited us from possessing. And God said the way you saw yourself is due to lack of faith. That means the word hasn't entered in. When the word enters into you, the first thing that changes is the image you have of yourself. And if the image you have of yourself changes, you will act different.
Yes, right. Yes.
And that's transformation.
Yes.
Transformation. Yes. When the word comes in, I'm telling you, it will change everything.
Yes.
Remember that the Bible says, so mightily grew the word and prevailed. Have you ever seen the word in somewhere else growing?
No.
We walked out, we saw the word growing on the street. Oh, man, where's that word growing? No, it's growing in you.
Yes.
You are God's garden.
That's right.
That's where the word grows. And when the word grows, the first thing it does is to push out wrong image. Wrong image. It will give you a real picture of who you are. Remember, words are pictures. The word of God is the picture that God has of you. Is the right knowledge of who you really are. So when you get a hold of the word, that picture is born inside of you by the Holy Ghost. And when the image you see changes, that's transformation. Somebody say, I don't know why I keep backsliding, you know. I'm in church for a season and then I'm back for a season. You know why, my friend? Lack of transformation. The image on the inside is different. Get to church. Amen. Praise God. You see, that's how it works. That's how it works. People, I don't know about you, but I don't like people that sugarcoat stuff. Amen. That's one of the things I appreciate about my pastors. There's no sugarcoating. We were somewhere, I think it was in New Albany in 2004, 2005. And the Lord said to me, Pastor had just finished ministering. We were coming out, and the Lord said to me, I've given you people that will not save your face, but they will save your heart. I said, ooh, ooh, that blessed me. You see, saving face means sugarcoating stuff for you. So it didn't keep you smiling. Woo, glory to God. It shall all come to pass. Praise God. I see that. Glory to God. Amen. You see, it matters what you're hearing. Amen. So I'm thankful for people that don't sugarcoat stuff. That's why we don't sugarcoat stuff. God said to me one time, I'm not a magician. I said, I thought you could do everything, Lord. He said, no, I'm not a magician. What do you mean, Lord? I know you can do all things. You can come through the world. She said, I'm not a magician. He said, if you will do what I said, then you will have what I said. I said, say that again, Lord. If you will do what I say, then you will have what I said. Isn't it plain? And I understood. Praise God. Transformation. So when the word comes to you, when knowledge comes to you, this is how you know you're advancing. When knowledge comes to you, and you receive it, it transforms you. And the first place that is transformed is the image you have of yourself. Why do people do what they do? That's how they see themselves. The image on the inside. Why do you struggle? The image of struggle. That's it. The image of struggle. Why did the Israelites not possess the land? The image that they're not able. The image of grasshoppers. These are people that have seen God do mighty things. These are people. I mean, nobody has ever seen the Red Sea parted. They saw it. They saw it. Yet the word never went inside. You know you can be a part of what's happening and what's happening not happening inside of you. Are you listening? You can be a part of what's happening and what's happening not happening inside of you. And if you continue that trend, you will disconnect yourself from the train. Are you listening? This is why people sometimes, you know, they seem like they've been around the things of God for so long. You think they are stable, but suddenly they give out. Why? Lack of transformation. The word hasn't transformed us. The word hasn't transformed us. The word hasn't transformed us. Until the word transforms you, you are not stable. You're not stable. Amen. I mean, what other life is there to live? I mean, what other life is there to live? Somebody said to us in recent time in Nigeria, they said, Pastor, you know, don't you think you should move all the children, everybody to the States until everything calms down? Because, you know, in Nigeria, there are like insecurity issues. Sometimes you hear 2 hours from us. This, some people say, I said, we just read it on the news just like you. They said, as long as I'm in the will of God, I am in my place of safety. Amen. So I said to them, I said, you mean move the family to the States? I said, this is our safest place. Safest place. Safest place. Safest place. Safest place. There could be bombs going right and left and I'll walk through it. Why? I'm in the plan of God, the will of God. Amen. You see, when you're transformed, you don't see nothing but you and him. Are you listening? When you're transformed, all you see is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You can walk around and say, I double dog dare you to touch this. Amen. Why? It is no longer you that you see. You're seeing Christ. You see, the word of God is Christ. Christ in written form. It's breathing, but when you allow it to transform you, you will become a walking Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So, the key to advancing in your knowledge of God is let the word transform you. What have you done with the word you heard on Wednesday night? What have you done with the word you heard last Sunday? Because those are your path to possession. God, I found out that God doesn't just talk to talk. You know, like, what did God say? Okay, yeah, great, praise the Lord. No, you owe him that word. Whatever you hear from God, you owe it to God. God no longer owes it to you. Because when he gives it to you, he no longer owes it to you. Now that you've heard it, you owe it to him. You owe it to him. Because he said, no word from God will return to him void. He sent it to you. Amen. He sent it to you. So, transformation. Transformation. There has to be transformation in order for there to be possession. God's not interested in your stories. Believe me, I've told him many and he didn't pay attention. That's how I know. Well, God knows my heart. He's not interested in that. He's interested in your faith. And when you're in faith, you will live transformed. Faith means you've allowed the word to enter in. Can you say amen? Glory to God. So how we treat the word determines our next level of knowledge. The word is not just to say, I heard the word. The word is given to transform you. Yes. To transform you. Yeah. So if the word hasn't transformed you, you haven't responded.
Yeah, that's good.
You haven't responded. The word is not like, hey, that was good preaching, Pastor. That's not what it was for. It was sent to transform. To transform. And if it doesn't transform, it's left by itself. I don't want to leave Jesus stood up. I don't want to stand Jesus up, do you? Wow. Transformation. The more the knowledge you receive transforms you, the more you expand. Transformation. Have we been transformed? Are we still thinking the same way we used to think? Are we still talking the same way we used to talk? Criticizing everything that comes through our, criticizing. I don't know why they do this in church. I don't know why they do this. Allow me to just flow with the Holy Ghost, would you? Amen. Why are they still doing this in church? I don't know. They just wild over here. Do you rather have it cold? Jesus said, I'd rather you be hot or cold, or I will spew you out. He's not telling you either you be hot. He's just saying you can be in between.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can be half transformed.
All right.
You can live life half transformed.
That's right.
That's right.
You can't live life half transformed. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Yeah. Someone has issues with their ankle, too. Ankle issues. Ankle issue. Praise God. You will notice that pain leaving right now. Glory to God. Ankle. Ankle. Wave at me so I know that I'm hearing right. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. You see, it pays to be in church.
Yeah.
When I go to services and healings happen, I say, hey, you don't get this at Walmart. You don't get this at the, what you might call it, you know, anyway. It only happens in church. Amen. Glory to God. All right. Something that you need to know about advancing in your knowledge of God is that fellowshipping with God secures your advancement. Fellowshipping with God secures your advancement. Of course, if the word you receive transformed you, it will keep you open to God. You know why some people are not open to God? They haven't transformed. The word hasn't transformed them. You know, you can be saved and not transformed. You know, Romans 12, verses 1 and 2 was written to believers. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind. Amen. Be ye transformed. People read it so fast. Just read it slow. Do not conform. You've heard all this before. Like I said, I'm just watering. People read it so fast. They said, okay, the next one. No, it said, do not conform to this world, but be ye transformed. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. When your mind is renewed, it connects to the new image on the inside of you. Your mind sees pictures of the reality of who you really are. And you function out of that reality. Amen. Glory to God. So fellowshipping with God secures your advancement. Remember in Psalms 84, my wife was preaching on this recently. Psalm 84, verse 7 in Amplified Bible. It says, they go from strength to strength, increasing. This is the part that captures me. Increasing in victorious power. Amplified Bible. It says, they go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power. Each of them appears before God in Zion. You remember the Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah. They will run and not faint. Hallelujah. You know reason why people faint? Because they didn't transform. Remember the Bible said in, it's in there, in John. Some point in there, Jesus said, you know, my peace I leave with you. Do not let your heart be troubled. And then in Matthew, it talks about men's heart failing them for looking at what's happening. You see, the word of God, when it enters into you, it secures you from being troubled. Why? Because it puts the right image there. So when trouble comes, you just push stop. Guess what will copy? The image that's there. You see, people put start every day when they encounter difficulties. They're wanting something to show. Well, what's going to show is what's in there. If you want to change what's showing, change what's in there. And the only way to change what's in there is change what's going in. Let what's going in transform you so that the real picture will be permanent. 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 I mean, it will be on you all the time. You walk out, you are on fire. You don't need anybody to encourage you. You are encouraged. Why? because the encourager lives in you. You are in contact with God. Amen. And people know it. People know it. People know it. We don't want Christianity that people don't know about. Are you listening to me? People know it through your Facebook. People know it through your Twitter. People know it through everything you're doing. I'm known to be associated with God. That's transformation. Transformation wants you to know I'm with Him. I'm with Him. You see Him, you see me, you see Him. You dislike Him, you dislike me. If you understand that, you wouldn't look for people to approve you. You wouldn't look for polls for your importance. The Bible already defined you. God does not want Christianity where people have to, you know, walk slowly. Don't say Jesus. Don't say Jesus. Excuse me? I had somebody ask me recently. You know, they were close. They are authorized to ask me. They said, so did you get the vaccine? I said, no. Yeah. What? You haven't? I said, no, I haven't. You know, they are in their professional capacity to ask me. So I said, no, I haven't. And they went on to tell me, you know, it's important that you really take it. I said, really? And they went on to tell me that there's a new strand going on. And that vaccine is really important. But you still got to wear a mask after you take it. So I said, this is what I said. So the thing doesn't help you then. It just keeps you from being admitted in the hospital and it will slow down whatever. And I said, oh, really? So I said, so you're basically telling me it's either you have God or you are on your own. Yeah. They said, basically, I said, I have God. I have God. Simple. Open your mouth and declare your stand. Somebody said, that's just being, is the blood real or not?
Come on.
Is the blood real or not? Amen. Oh, don't get me started. Amen. You see, that's transformation. When you're transformed, you don't care. You walk in your victory. Amen. Somebody said, I'll be careful. You shouldn't talk like that. Really? You saved me? Were you that man that bled on the cross for me? Did you pay for my salvation?
No.
Then you have no right to address me.
Exactly.
Oh, you shouldn't be bold like that. Okay. Let me get off on that. Let's just transformation makes you bold.
Yes.
It connects you to what belongs to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I command that kidney to come back to normal in the name of Jesus. That kidney, come back to normal. Function like you're supposed to in the name of Jesus. Yeah, it's fluctuating. Anybody here that it applies to? In the name of Jesus, it comes back to normal. Hallelujah. You see, allow yourself to be transformed.
Yes, sir.
Allow yourself. Remember the Bible said in Colossians, let the word dwell in you. You let it. You let it. Because if you let it, it will transform you. When the word is dwelling in you richly, it means it's transformed you and you're living a transformed life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Advancing. Let's advance in our knowledge of God. I mean, if you've been saved 2 years, you ought to be growing quicker. Amen. You know, I mean, if you had a baby, you go for the baby checkup. They measure the head. They check the weight. You know, what are they checking for? Growth. 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 We have checkup all the time. When you walk through the doors of the living church of God, you're about to get your checkup. Because you see, the word, when the word is given to you, it tells you where you are. And it tells you where you need to be. And your job is get there. Just follow. Just follow. This is our checkup place. Amen. I come to church. I go to church. I find out where I'm at with God. You should have that privately. But as a group, you come to church. This is where God tells you. This is where you are. This is where you ought to be. You ought to be like that nobleman. Okay. And you follow through. Instead of just sitting there going, really? And you walk out and forget what manner of man you are. See, this is the word showing you a picture. This is who you are. This is who you are. Don't believe what the news says about you. This is who you really are. Don't believe what finances say about you. This is who you really are. Don't believe what circumstances say about you. This is who you really are. 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 And if you will take it, it will transform you. The more you agree, the more it transforms you. The more you agree, the more it transforms you. So you see that picture? That's me. That's me. I'm a loved child of a loved God. I can love. I can love. I can love. Praise God. I can forgive. I'm a loved child of a loved God. That's who I am. You see, everything is based on your identity. What are you identifying with? Because what you identify with will change you. That's why when Paul wrote to the church at Philippi, it says, "You in Ephesus, it says, you who were Gentiles, in time past. But now, you are no longer identifying with the Gentiles. You're identifying with Christ. You're allowing the word to transform you. If there's anything the Lord said to me earlier to tell you, transformation. 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 There's a great move of the Spirit sweeping through this place. And it will take this place to a higher ground. But you better buckle. Buckle. That means transform. So you don't become the weight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Am I looking at people interested in transforming?
Yes.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Hallelujah. Transformation. Transformation is your key to possession. If you can transform, you will possess. You see, it's available to you. He's given it. He's given it. He's given it. I see that. He's given it. He's given it. Don't run in circles. Like, ooh, ooh. That's what some people do. Ooh. Just connect with the word. 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 Amen. I say connect with the word. And it will work for you. It will transform everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Josh, I see you there. It seems like you're standing in a different building, a new building, a different building, and it looks like a business. It looks like a business. You're putting things together. You've written some things out. You scrambled this up. You started again. Go with what God has been speaking to you. Pick up those things you wrote earlier. Don't fold them and say, this is, no, just read it again. Let God talk to you more about it. Amen. Does that make sense to you at all? Okay, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory, 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 glory. Okay, praise God. Somebody, they're having trouble controlling your sugar. Where are you? Glory to God. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, touch. In the name of Jesus, touch. I thank you, Father, for it. It is done. Hallelujah. Just give him glory. Glory to God. 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 Yeah, it wouldn't affect that. No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. It wouldn't. It wouldn't. It wouldn't. I say it will not. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I see a child struggling to return to a family. Somewhere in here, does it apply to anybody? There's a tussle between this child. It's going, you know, it's going back and forth. It stays with this relative for a while. It moves to another one. It moves to this one for a while. It returns to another one. Anybody here? Anybody? Anybody? I'm looking. God has help for that family. God has help for that family. And if they will continue to come to services here, it will speed up so quickly. It will become stable. It will become stable. I see that. It will just become stable. Amen. You in the daycare, look out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. Glory to God. Yeah. 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 That troubled one will not return. No. No. In the name of Jesus, they will not return. They will not. They will not return. They will not return. They come in a flock as a family, but they will not return in the name of Jesus. No, they will not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did you learn something today?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Did you learn something today? Did you learn something today? Yeah. Hallelujah. Brother John, may I minister to you? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This year is very critical to you walking in what's before you. Very critical. So lay hold like you will lay, like a bulldog will lay hold on a bone. Talk about what God is doing. Talk about it. You used to talk about your encounters with God. What happened? Start talking about it again. Am I making sense to you? Mm-hmm. Start talking about it again. Because that's what ignites your fire. Start talking about it again. Start talking about it again. Start talking about it again. The more you talk about it, the more everything will, and it will push out all this junk. Does that make sense?
Yes,
that's what I hear the Holy Ghost saying. Say it to John. Talk about those encounters. Talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. You see, when you talk about it, it awakens so many things. It brings back the excitement and the joy of the joy and the joy and the joy. And it brings you to a place where you can recognize things and don't respond to the ones you shouldn't. Amen. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Go, I say, in Jesus' name. Get out. Get out of that. In Jesus' name. He hears. He hears. He hears. Amen. Glory to God. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Give God the glory. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Dad, if it's okay with you, there are certain ones I want to minister to. Certain ones to minister to. Where's Brother Brian? Come up. Brother Andre? Come up. Justin? Come up. Where's Brother Juan? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. You know, the assignments are not suggestions. That's what, you know, I'm going to tell you as it comes to me fresh. I wasn't given a prior notice. You know, the assignments are not suggestions, but they must be carried out as if that's the only one you will ever have. Does that make sense? So you don't get enticed by what's coming next, but fulfill what's happening now. Does that make sense? Like, treat it as this is all that there is. Because there is more. There is more. There is more. There is more. I mean, if you didn't get all of that and you go to the other one, there's more. And you treat the more without sight on that. You treat this as this is it. And let God build it. Amen. Praise God. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Yes, sir.
You know, the devil will play games with your mind if you let him.
Yeah.
Play games with your mind. Forget the schedule.
Yes. Yes.
Follow the map.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense?
Yes, it does.
Forget the schedule. Follow map. Because in following map, you will notice that sometimes we take longer and you remain steadfast. You keep bringing fire. You keep bringing fire. You keep bringing fire. Because sometimes if you're not careful, you come into a corner, you think fire is no longer needed. Time will come when I will. No. Fire always. Fire always. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Lord has me saying that to you because of what He has for this local assembly, for what He has for Dad. Treat it with intense supply. Intense. Because it will affect the next things for you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father. I bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And you know what I learned? Can I share this secret with you? Rehearse what God is telling you in the supply with your spouse together. Same fire. Same fire. If it's not the same fire, you will know it at some point. So you want the same fire, the same fire, the same fire. Don't ever get tired of fire. Don't ever get tired of fire. Don't ever get tired of fire. Oh yeah, I see that. Something that's going to give, something that's about to come to you from your family. But don't let that be a distraction. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it, Father. Glory to God. Amen. That's what I saw happening. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we going to bring the fire?
Yes, sir.
Huh? We're going to bring the fire?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Are we going to bring the fire?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Let's just do it. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. That's what I see. You see, you turn around, you see them right there. Turn around and see them both right there. There are places to occupy. and places to go. But it matters what we do. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. I believe that's all I have in my heart, Dad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. What are they here for? I sent some angels here ministering to somebody who's is like something pulled off from a place it's supposed to be, and they're trying to bring it back together. Anybody that applies to, you have a condition. Something is out of place. An organ is out of place. And they're putting it back together. They're putting it back together so you can receive it. Praise God. You can receive. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We give you glory for it, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. All right. Praise God. Amen. Mom and Dad, love you. So grateful to be here. What an honor to be brought up with light. Brought up with substance. Amen. Very grateful. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. No, we wouldn't treat you lightly. Yes, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, hallelujah. If you need healing, just lift up your hands where you are and just receive it. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. It shall all come to pass. It shall all come to pass. It shall all come to pass. In fullness. Praise God. Amen. All right, I'm done.
Since a new day, a new dawning. This is a new day. We move on. Shinin Mosaini Kunanamasihi. A new day in Him. Transformation begins with His word. This is a new day, a new dawning. This is a new day, we move on with Him. So stand to your feet and begin calling. What you need, Father, I need you. Father, I need health. Father, I need new. Father, I need you. Shanana masike osh endere maso kush endere brendo endana masike shobane per resush ezivesikita per nunch enchne ing king kongo she eshakava shno ebani shnonga ki.
So it's a new day for the flow of the supply that comes from what's gotten inside of you, the word that's gotten inside of you, the supply for this family, the supply for this mission, the supply for this vision. The enemy is bid high that you would give up the image of who you really are and the image of that plan for that nation. But he was defeated by the word. Ha ha ha. So you today graduate in the kingdom. Graduate to another place where you've been faithful in that which is least. Now it's time for an added increase. Ha ha ha. So know this is the beginning. This is that day. Whew. What has come in trickles now will come in a torrent, in a stream, a flood. Ha ha ha. In the name of Jesus. Ha ha ha. Always know this is not your doing, but the doing of the Word that has gotten inside of you. And give Him all the glory. Take none of the glory. Take none of the credit. Take none of the affirmations that others will give and say, look at what God, look at what they have done. For it's all been Him and it's all been His Word. For it's written in Isaiah chapter 55, it will not return void. It will accomplish that which He pleases, prosper, and whereto He sent it. So that's what's doing it, the accomplishing Word, the prospering Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Ah, what is that, Father? Sa la bikiche. Hold your hands up, Pastor. Because of your obedience, because of your commitment, because of your consecration, and even the tenacity that you spoke of earlier, that's in both of you. So now, an added endowment for that nation, equipment, a gift of the Spirit that will cause a working of the miraculous that comes into your life now by the faith of God. Receive it and say in your heart, even though in your mind you're saying, what is it? You say in your heart, I take it. For this nation, for this nation, for that, you're talking about Nigeria, in the name of Jesus, an endowment like Moses, who was sent before Pharaoh, was given a special working of miracles, an endowment to demonstrate to the devil that he is of God. So now an endowment comes into your life to demonstrate to that nation you were sent there by heaven with a message. And this endowment will enable many to give heed to the message. No, it doesn't feed them. This endowment only gets their attention. So that the sign that works and the manifestation of the sign that comes because of this endowment will get their attention. Say, the food's over here. The food's over here. The food's over here. The endowment doesn't feed them, but it shows them where the food is. The food's over here. Receive it now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
This is a new day, a new dawning. This is a new day to move on in Him, in the miraculous power of God. Hinana masu shenalike, who shenani ngangi ngongi ngongi ngisho, power in your words when you say, oh, be healed in Jesus' name. There's a new way to minister. Say, be healed in Jesus' name, and the multitudes will be freed. In the atmosphere, you will see a miraculous power. This is the new day, a new dawning, reaching the thousands, oh, reaching the thousands, because you say in Jesus' name, be healed in this place. Inenamuku ushe uno saike ema. And therefore you shall reach more than you were able to before. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, 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 yes.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Tenfold.
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. Tenfold.
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Well, let's all rejoice with him. Thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I move on, there's a person here that you must heed what the Spirit's saying today about this inner image and making some adjustments. And I heard while I'm sitting on the front row, because the Lord said to me on the front row concerning this one person, that if they don't, not because of the Lord's doing, but because there won't be a transformation, and by next year at this time, you will barely be alive. So give heed to what the Spirit's saying for your own life's sake. It's not easy on your flesh to do what you know you need to do, but it's a matter of life and death for you, for this one. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know about you, but I want to live. I'm going to live. I'm going to live. That means I'm going to make some adjustments. God told Ezekiel in Ezekiel 30, wherever it is, 30, some chapter. He said, the people are coming and they're listening to you like one singing a beautiful song that can play well on an instrument. And then they go and they just don't do anything about it. Because, you know, it's just like, wasn't that wonderful how he put that together and those truths? That's so wonderful. But don't go out and do it. We're not here to watch a performance. We're here to get answers and put them into our lives. You know, you go to a concert or something, it's all about the performance. But when it's over, it's over. Nothing, just over. But that's not what we were here for this morning. Some of us need to make that adjustment. That's not what we were here for this morning. We were here to get answers. And leave this place and put those answers into our lives as a new practice. Amen. That's us. Tell your neighbor that's us. Hallelujah. We got answers this morning. Glory to God.